Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Prepare for Change Radio. I'm your host today. My name is Lynn. I'm the chair of the Healing Group at prepareforchange.net. And today I have a very special guest with me. His name is Florian Bashi. And he is from Austria. He's been in the United States for 15 years. He originally studied cultural anthropology and shamanistic healing, and became a massage therapist along the way. When he came to the United States, he enrolled in Chinese medicine, and he's been a teacher of Kabbalah. And he, along the way, started to see energy within his practice. And we are lucky to have this very gifted person with us today. We're going to be discussing feminine energy and Sisterhood of the Rose, which is a new group at Prepare for Change. And I want to welcome you, Florian, and I'd kind of like to know what you think about feminine energy and how it plays into our world now and why we need it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. So, you know, as we're at the brink of shifting from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, the entire power structure in the world is shifting with it. And what's at the core of all this is a shift from the masculine energy, which was the Piscean, the entire Piscean age was laced with the masculine power paradigms. And now this entire power paradigm is shifting into the more feminine, into the feminine energy, which is a completely different way of going about things, right? This entire submission domination paradigm is going to disappear with this energy, right? And the entire victim and martyrdom consciousness is going to disappear also with this paradigm. So this is a process we're in right now for a couple of decades already. And it's going to be another couple of decades. And ultimately, our entire structure of society will change because of it. And, you know, a big aspect of that is the integration of both feminine and masculine energies in women as well as men. We're both holding, you know, both of those sides. And, yeah, that's really at the core of this process, or is a big part of this process.
And I understand that you use the feminine energy in your practice. How do you incorporate that?
Well, you know, sometimes, well, the way I work is I just have different themes in the workshops that I do and in the work that I do. And then I invite higher vibrational multidimensional energies into the sessions. And the idea is for those energies to permeate our entire being, our chakra systems. And many times there are blockages in the way, so those blockages in the sessions are being released, so that then that higher vibration energy can come in. And the primary feminine force of creation is an incredibly powerful high vibrational energy. It's the energy of source. It's you know, beautiful, beautiful energy that stands at the beginning and at the end of so many things. So obviously, it's one of the forces I use and that I utilize and that, you know, oftentimes come in. I don't always call on that force, and still often it comes in and does work, right? And sometimes it comes in different variations, in different nuances. It's interesting. It is actually one force. So I guess it's interesting because I did give a workshop a couple of months ago, and as this on this primal feminine force, which, you know, we call the Shekhinah, we call the Adi Shakti, or the Sisterhood of the Rose, or whatever you want to call it. And it was very unexpected to me the way this force came in. I had expected to be different than it turned out to be. So, you know, sometimes during the sessions that I do, when an energy starts to come in, it's like all the participants are somewhat getting initiated to that energy, and that energy now becomes accessible. Just by intent, we can recall that energy back into our system and utilize it, right? If we need to put ourselves into a certain state of consciousness, like, you know, total feminine empowerment, like the Adi Shakti, this energy is really an absolutely empowered energy. There is no weakness. It's an energy that absolutely knows itself and knows about its power. the tremendous energy. It's the source of all creation. I mean, you think about it, you know, there is a thought and that thought manifests and now suddenly something gets created out of, you know, sheer nothingness, and that's the Adishakti, right? So I have misunderstood that energy before it came in the first time into my life. I thought, you know, it's this or it's that, but what it ended up being was just sheer primal force. Beautiful. Beautiful energy. Yes.
So this is what's going to bring love back to our planet and to help heal Mother Earth.
Yeah. Yes. And especially the unification of the polarities of masculine and feminine energy. There was kind of like an unequal polarity for the last couple of thousand years. And we need to call in that energy very much, among others. It's not the only energy, but it's, you know, it's definitely an important one. It's beautiful to work with that energy.
And just so everybody knows, we're not talking about male and female here. We're saying that there is masculine and there is feminine in all of us. And it's just that we need to develop more of the feminine love type energy.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Agreed. Very much. Yeah, I agree.
So we're going to do something really special today. After we talk for a little while, we're going to have Florian lead us in a meditation, and we'll see where that takes us. So do you have anything else that you'd like to add, Florian?
Let's just get to the session, because the session, the meditation or the session will reveal in itself what needs to be revealed. That's the beautiful thing, right?
Wonderful.
So things will come to the surface that need to come to the surface, and that's, you know, ultimately what we want. So I'll just explain a few details about the session so everybody understands what that means. I basically want to just clarify that it's not like I have a script it's not like I'm guiding a meditation per se. What rather happens is that I have you as the participant sit in front of me, even if you're 10,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. In my energetic field, I put you in front of me. I put your magnetic field in front of you. And this is a multidimensional session, so it doesn't matter that there are maybe 1,000 or 10,000, or doesn't matter how many listeners. Each one of you is sitting in front of me as their electromagnetic field. Okay, with all their chakra system, from the first chakra, second, third, all the way up to the seventh and eighth, out into infinity, you are sitting in front of me, and you are in front of me being worked on your energetic field with the purpose to strengthen the primal feminine force inside of you. It's interesting, right away I'm getting that there is also another purpose to this, which will reveal itself and we'll see, right? But we definitely want to bring in that force. And it's a beautiful thing. I never know what's going to happen, because what I do is I just watch how the energies are working and I report that back to you. And now the way they're working in this session, they're working on a collective level, on whoever is listening will listen, because it's a multidimensional reality. So there is no time, space, and motion, because the energies that are working on whoever is listening right now are going to, those energies know already what's going to happen in the future. So everybody who is going to listen to this, you're all in this collective kind of like room right now. I mean, if there is such a thing as right now, but together, and you're all being worked on collectively together. And there are downloads that are happening of energies that need to come in during this time so that we're more able to utilize the energies that we're working with. There is, you know, cleansings happening of any resistance that's in the way. Like, for example, old power paradigms could be some of those things, you know, stored in a certain chakra of like male, masculine power paradigms of, you know, I'm the boss and you have nothing to say kind of thing. This is like a manifestation of a gross imbalance between masculine and feminine energies. Even though we are both, men and women are holding both these energies inside of us, the relationships that are going on between men and women is a manifest mirror image of the state of those energies inside of each and every one of us, right? And it basically reflects that there are certain aspects inside of us that we haven't learned to love yet, right? So a big part of the session today is to take some of those parts and lovingly release them and overcoming the duality of that separation inside of us And, you know, sometimes it's a release, sometimes it's also an integration to say, okay, there's a certain part, and we're just letting those parts integrate. So, when we start the session, you just lean back, you relax, and just know that, when I talk, you can follow, but you don't have to. You can just follow your own experience. But because in a multidimensional reality, I might say something, but this is only a fraction of what's happening. There's a million things happening at the same time, and you might have a very different experience. And your experience is important. What you get downloaded, what you experience, the healing that you that is being put on you, or that is being permeated through you, the energies that are able to permeate through you, that's important, and that's what will create the change ultimately. And there's a lot happening in these sessions, and some people feel this a lot, like tremendously, and some people feel it very, very little. Some people don't feel it at all. Just know, no matter where you're at, it doesn't matter. You're still being worked on in a very beautiful and exalted and sacred way. Okay? I think that's it.
Thank you, Florian.
Yes?
Does
that explain it
to
you? Yeah,
that explains it to me. Okay. And I'm going to follow along. As if I'm your audience.
No, you are the audience, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are. I mean, you are one of many, but each and every one who's listening, you're the audience too.
Okay? Right, right.
Okay, dear friends, dear friend, I'm addressing you personally right now as the one person who is sitting in front of me with the electromagnetic field. We're now inviting what I call the conscious multidimensional energies, which is the conglomerate of all the high vibrational energies that are carrying the love, the healing, transcendence, transformation, the highest agenda for our well-being, for our transcendence. No other agenda is allowed here in this session, in this circle. No energies that have any less of an agenda are allowed here at all. And so we're inviting only the highest angels, the highest light beings, the ascended masters that have walked and do walk this world and this earth to the session for our highest good, for the highest good of our higher self. Please just sit back, close your eyes and relax. And just start sensing what's going on around you. Start feeling your energy body, your auric field. And maybe you'll sense how there is a stream of energy, a stream of light. It is a white light that is starting to softly flow into your third eye. It's coming a little bit from the right. It's hitting kind of like the right side of your forehead, above your right eye, and then also on the outside of your right eye. And it's kind of like activating your right eye, actually. Really activating your right eye. And as it's activating your right eye, guess what? There's a green substance right away that is being released from your right eye. I'm very much being focused into your right eye right now. Please leave it closed. And just know that there is a greenish energy that is starting to softly release from your right eye. And what is interesting is that energy that is in your right eye is holding a certain energy that is almost a little bit, like you could say, fearful. It's a fearful energy. You know, it's the energy of a little kid seeing something that it doesn't want to see, and it's like opening the eyes really wide. It's like staring, like what's going on, right? And this is that energy. It's almost like an energy of shock. There is a fear that is in there. And this is the energy that is being addressed. This is the energy that is being released from your right eye right now. As this process is moving forth, you can see how underneath this layer of this green energy that has released and is still somewhat being released, there is an energy in the middle of your eye that is very, very dull and almost foggy and clouded. And there is a pyramid inside the middle of your right eye. Or at least there is a pyramid being projected into the middle of your right eye. By the high vibrational energies, there's a pyramid that is being injected into the middle of your right eye. And it's a four-sided pyramid. It looks golden. It's interesting, the entire pyramid is moving out to the front of the eye, and then it's moving back into the center of the eye. And every time it pulses back and forth, and every time it moves back into the center, there is an uproar, an upheaval of a contradicting energy, of this foggy, clouded kind of like energy that just really wants to be left alone. It's interesting. It's really an energy that does not want to see. You could say a visual couch potato energy that is hiding there, all the way at the back, kind of like where the visual nerve attaches to the eye. And what's interesting is that as this process is moving forth, there is really a bursting open that is happening in this area. There is a widening of somewhat congealed or constricted or constrained energies that are in this area, and the entire area of the back of your eye around the visual nerve that is there, about maybe 2 inches into your brain. There's a swirling going on of energies around it. There is an opening going on. There is an activation for sure that is going on there. Now, I'm watching it and as I'm watching this energy, I can usually also feel it in my body. I want you to know that this energy is like, it's not a comfortable energy. It's an energy that makes me... I don't know how to say it. It makes me anxious. It's an energy that makes me anxious. It's like, I don't know why yet. Actually, I guess I'm supposed to know why. Let me look at this for a moment. Just keep watching what's happening, okay? Feeling what's happening in the back of your eye, because the longer this is going on, the more of this dense energy is being brought to the surface and it's being dissolved, you know? It's so funny, I know what makes me uncomfortable. It's really this, it's so funny. You know what an energy this is? It's this energy of, you know, which they had in the circus in Rome. You know how they said, like, bread and games, right? Where they used to basically, keep people... you know, happy and non-critical to what's going around, what's going around politically, and so they would basically, you know, be quiet. And it's interesting because this is a perfect reflection on the back of your right eye. It's like really an emotional installment that is sitting there at the back of the right eye. Who knows where it's coming from? It is 100% a collective. It's funny. It's like almost like somebody put a remote control there in the back and it's like, switch off, right? And there is an emotional need to look away. There is an emotional need that is stored back there to the point, actually, where it's as it's opening up, or as I'm challenging it by looking at it, by feeling it, by kind of like scraping it out of its hiding, it's almost becoming aggressive towards me. The energy almost has this aggressive undertone. It's like a bullying undertone that it has. Yeah, it's not really aggressive, it's bullying. It's a threat. It's a threat, and it's threatening because it is threatened right now. And it is threatened because our awareness just went there. And as our awareness goes, the light goes. And where the light goes, the darkness has to move and disappear. Imagine a stadium. A football stadium, and it's all dark, and then one person somewhere in the upper somewhat corner turns on one candle, and you can see that candle everywhere in the stadium. And this is exactly what's happening right now. This darkness that is hiding there in the back of the eye is massively being challenged. Massively being challenged. It's only in the right eye, actually. So interesting. Oh, and I can feel it in my own right eye. Suddenly I feel like it's almost like there is a tank sitting back there. Such a tremendous heaviness that is sitting there. It's beautiful. It's like a collective, you could maybe say an installment of some kind, yes, that is sitting there. And that is now being released. And a lot of the energy is coming out in these yellow-green clouds in the front of the eye, and it's still a little bit hesitant. It's not really coming out as strong or as massive or as freely releasing as I would want it to. So let's see what happens. I'm gonna take a step back of this whole scenario. Still very uncomfortable. I feel very uncomfortable by this energy. It's really being held in place somehow. yeah, it's being held in place. It's so funny. It's like, it's almost like this whole construction around it, you know, like bolts, and, you know, it's really kept tightly in place. So take a deep breath, okay? And as you take a deep breath, move some of this life energy, of this prana, of this chi through the area of your head, behind your eye, through your eye. Just move it around, keep watching it. And just know, whenever something is like that is shown to us in a session, we just gotta let the forces of light unfold and take care of it. And you can just totally relax into the session. You can just relax into it. There's no need to be worried about this whatsoever. It's just a matter of the right tools of light being applied, which is going to happen in this process, and it's going to happen very soon, and it's already happening. Right now there is a stream of a very... it's interesting. It's a light of camaraderie, you could say, right? It's like a stream of light that is literally, as it's coming in, it's like, it's almost like I want to tap it on the shoulder, and it wants to tap me on the shoulder. And it's like, hey, how have you been, kind of, right? And it's this energy that is now coming straight into your right eye. And lots of resistance in the back of the eye there. You know, like energy moving up and down, stirring. This energy that's sitting there in the back is defending itself, but you can already tell. It's like this emotional force, this energetic vibration that is coming in, has a certain power, a strength of appeasal, of appeasing this energy. It's interesting because what's sitting there in the back of the right eye, it's almost like this inner child that's like a bully right now, right? It's like a bully, and now the bully is turning the back to this white camaraderie energy that is coming in. And it's so funny, you know, just thinking about this, how this goes together, how this energy is really in this bully mode, like, no. And it's really like turned away right now from this white light that is coming in. It doesn't want to be friends. It doesn't want to be appeased. It doesn't want anything. But, you know, at the same time, it wants to just like adamantly look away of certain things, you know, from certain things. And, you know, I'm sure we all know this kind of like personality type, but maybe we didn't know that we have it sitting behind our right eye. But that's really what's there, what's happening there. And you can see now, as this white light is coming in through the front, that's slowly appeasing the situation here and dissolving this energetic, dense kind of like storage mechanism or whatever is stored there. As this is happening, you can see how from the right forehead, some of those energies are starting to softly leach out and release, and how the perspective behind the right eye is really widening a little bit, and how on the right side there, what is this bully is, how now the next phase of this, almost as if you take off the peel of the bully, and underneath is really the peel of the hurt little boy. And I'm saying boy on purpose because it is a boyish energy. It is definitely an emanation of a masculine energy in this universe. And again, no matter if you're a man or a woman, we're all carrying masculine as well as feminine energies inside of us. So this applies. And as this is more and more opening, and this energy of camaraderie is now really streaming through the crown of that little boy that is sitting there, you feel like that the power of his emotional despair, or the strength of this emotional despair, of this hurt, of this hurting that's there, is really slowly starting to give into a soft weeping. And Now the lower left side of your right eye is really releasing an energy right now, and you can, it's interesting, it's almost as if this is directly pressing on the tear ducts or something, but it's interesting how now the release is starting to kind of multiply or potentiate, you could say. It's always like this when you have something that's holding on very tight, and then you get to a certain critical mass, and then like an avalanche that has started to roll, more and more of this density is able to start kind of like to give in and to let go. And you can see now how there's energy holding in the right cheek, underneath the right eye. And there's really a lot of hurt that is in there. A lot of hurt. And confusion, you know? It's like almost like hurt without an explanation. It's like, you know, why is this happening to me? Why? What's going on here? And, and the right cheek is really, you know, it's almost like if you feel it on my own right cheek, and it almost feels like as if I touched my right cheek, it would hurt like an open wound. Because all this energy is now on the surface. And it's at the same time, it's still hesitant to let go. It's like, it almost says, well, I'm so hurt, like, where do I go from here? And, you know, the answer is into the light. The answer is into the light. And as I'm answering this for this energy, I'm answering it for you and the energy in each and every one of you, it's almost as if the demeanor of that energy is changing towards hope, and the release of that energy, especially from the right lower cheek, the area below the eye, is really more freely releasing right now, and it's almost feels like that for the first time in ever there is some oxygen that is able to get in there, some life force, some liveliness, some beauty. And now you can really see how it's almost like the remnants of a battlefield right now, but now you can see how there's a lot of outwards movement of this energy. There is still, a brokenness. It's like a returning from the battlefield after a long and arduous battle, and, you know, injured and many dead, and, you know, the energy is leaving, it's capitulating, but it's leaving back this sense of there is no winner here. It's leaving back, a battlefield, the sense of a brokenness still. Almost as if the eye is almost completely gone and there is just a hollow left in an empty skull or something. That's what it feels like right now. There is a melancholy there. There is a sadness there. There's a brokenness there. And it's interesting, we're talking about the masculine side being the right side. We're talking about a battlefield. We're talking about the many wars that have been fought on this earth for the last couple thousand years. Age of Pisces, masculine dominated energy, domination, submission paradigms all over the place, power paradigms all over the place. This is, my friend, an aspect of this energy that is releasing now from the right side of your body, which is the masculine and has always been the masculine dominated side. It is releasing from your entire head now. It's like the grander I get in my words, the more I look at the big picture, the more I can see how there is this, like almost like pieces of flesh that are being like lifted off your body, but it's not obviously flesh, it's a metaphysical energy, but it is just a lot of energy of suffering. And this makes sense. See, right now we are in a heavy cleansing process. See, whenever we want to bring something in, we need to first take something out. It's like a cup that is full, cannot take any more tea. cup that is full cannot take any Adi Shakti energy either, any primal feminine force energy as a balancing act. So we're releasing all the death and the mutated versions and the lower vibrational aspects of this masculine dominated energy. See, there's no reason to put down masculine energy. Masculine energy is magnificent. It is beautiful. In its highest form, it is a graceful, beautiful, heroic, warrior-like, caring, all-enclosing, protective energy. Now, what we're releasing right now are the lower aspects of this energy. The no-win situation. The force for the sake of sheer force, for being right, for being this, for being that. It's like the ego. It's interesting because it's mostly from the face, the way this energy is releasing, mostly from the face. Now what's happening is there's a blue stream coming into your crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, and it can't reach far. It wants to come in, but it can't reach far. There is too much turmoil, too much pain, too much agony. And I'm telling you, there is a lot that is releasing through you right now. A lot of this energy. Your heart chakra is starting to get involved. I'm getting goosebumps as I'm sitting here. There's a lot of energy that is being stirred inside of you. You don't need to necessarily even connect to that pain emotionally. Just let it happen. Let yourself be a vessel to channel this through for you and for others. It's not just for you who's sitting in this session. It's for, you know, aspects of people in your soul group, for others that are related to you, for friends, for family, for many, many people on this earth. You might not even know them. You've never seen them. They might be from different countries, different skin colors, different ethnicities. You're releasing energy for all of them right now. Okay, that's why it's a lot. It's a lot. It's moving further down now. It's going down into your lower ribcage on the right side, into your lower abdomen on the right side, into your lower hip, into your first and second chakra, your root chakra. Oh, there's an agony down there. It's fun. It's the root chakra, and I feel it, and it makes me nauseous. Like, I almost literally want to throw up as I feel this energy. It's like, just because it's such a painful energy, the way it's coming through, so much suffering. It feels like the suffering of centuries that is being released, or that is being brought forth here through your body, through your presentation, through your participation in this session right now. And don't worry, none of this is going to get stuck in you. All is going to be released from you. All is going to heal you. For you, for the world, for planet Earth, for me, for your loved ones, even for your pets. This energy that wanted to come through your crown has changed in its quality now, went from a purple to more of like a coarse, reddish energy that's coming in pulses, like, and that energy is able to flow. It's more coarse and more coarse energy, but that energy is able to flow through aspects of your body. It's mostly flowing through the right side, but it's able to kind of like permeate through. It's able to come in. And as this energy is coming through your crown, through your right eye, through your right cheek, flowing down your right throat, flowing down into your right shoulder, it is stirring a lot of energy into your electromagnetic field or into your auric field. And it's a bluish energy. It's as if there is a sand blower from inside of you bursting sand to the outside. This is happening, again, mostly on your right side. It's mostly on the right side of your body. Beautiful, though. Really cool. This is really good. More and more light is starting to come through. It's still like this vacuum cleaner effect kind of like thing going on right now. It's like somebody's pouring a vacuum cleaner through you, but it's funny because it started to come through the crown, but now when I look, the energy is actually being infused mostly underneath your ribcage into your right abdomen, straight in from the front, like a massive vacuum cleaner. And I'm telling you, like, as I feel the energy flowing through me, I can really feel how much, it's really good, how much negativity we are cleansing right now. How much negativity we're cleansing right now. It's difficult for me to hold the energy because it's so much of it that's cleansing. I can feel it as a challenge. I don't often feel it like that. When I feel it like that, it really means it does something. It means it's a lot. Okay? Still vacuum cleaner effect. You can see how your lower abdomen is like really like releasing in all directions. And so much, like, it's just so much agony, you know, like this pain that's in you. It's like this, it's hard to describe. Just feel it in yourself and you'll know. You get the nuance of it much better than I can put it in words. Yeah, you know, it's like this agony. It's like a mix of just sheer pain and then just having to watch what's happening and kind of like being powerless towards it, which seems to be even the worst, right? And that's that energy. That's that energy that is being released right now from you. It's funny how it started with the eye, then it moved slowly down through the chest, and now it's all in the lower abdomen, around the belly button on the right side, only on the right side. It literally feels like there is like creatures and dragons and, you know, entities and, you know, all kinds of... What is this? They're dense consciousness thought forms. They're literally dense vibrational entities, you know, like even if they're formed from repetitive emotional sadness or agony or anger, like put over and over and over again by reliving the same patterns in our life, right? And they're just getting stored, and another layer gets stored, and another layer gets stored, and they become literally entities of themselves. They have their own consciousness, and they don't have a very high consciousness, but whenever they get triggered, that consciousness gets triggered inside of us and makes us believe that we're it. And then we feel like we are the agony, and we feel like we are the sadness, and we feel like we're the anger, but we're not. We're crystalline beings of light underneath that, and we're releasing these layers right now. So that they can never, ever, ever, ever bother us again as we are transitioning into a balanced male-female age. As we're bringing in this energy of Adi Shakti, which hasn't come in yet, but it will, so I'm told, it will. That cleansing process is almost over. There's a different light that is coming in through your crown chakra. There's an angelic force that is sitting on top of your head right now, opening your crown chakra, really helping to bring in light energy through the right side of your body. There's finer and finer energy streams that are able to come in and flow through you. This one is specifically challenging the heart chakra in the middle of the heart. It's almost like the heart is like stuttering and it's pumping there for a moment. As this energy is coming through, there's resistance in there. There's stuff being opened, like almost like a cage that is being expanded in all directions. The heart chakra in the back is being opened where the spine is. It's like, like the hinges in an old door that are being opened. As this is being opened, there is a lifting happening, almost as if you're opening the door to a cave and there's a million bats flying out into the light, into the night or whatever. That's how it feels like. That's what's going on in the heart chakra right now. Interesting, not limited to the right side for the first time. This is happening on both sides. Happening on both sides. There's so much energy shifted from the right side of your body to the left right now. And then there's an energy reciprocated back from the left side to the right. Still, there's a lot of that darkness that we're dealing with right now is releasing from the right side. And especially now that there's energy transferred over from the left to the right, this release seems to be potentiated. Times 2, times 3, times 4, times 5, times 6. Yeah, times 6. Beautiful. Very, very good. Hello, darkness, my old friend, right? And this is on the right side now. And the gates are opening. The floodgates are opening. And this energy is able to release. And there's a sigh of release in the heart chakra. It's of relief in the heart chakra. It's beautiful. There's still energies that are holding on. Like, you know, like the last bastion. Like the last stronghold, kind of, you know, of this energy. It's of course, it's in the heart. It's in the back right side there of the heart. It feels like there is soldiers standing there guarding it. Of course, it's all about soldiers in the age of Pisces, right? It's all about protection. It's all about keeping up the power. It's all about keeping up the mechanisms, the systems that hold power in place. And guess what? Microcosm, macrocosm. You see it on the outside. Where else do you find it? On the inside. Of course, on the inside. Well, guess what? You remove it on the inside. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to fall on the outside. Because our universe is a perfect reflection of our inner universe. Our outer universe is a perfect reflection of cause and effect of our inner universe. You shift the energy there. You shift the paradigms there. The outside has to adjust. It has to adjust. Has to adjust. It's like this watchtower energy from the right side of the heart is melting away, starting to flow out, starting to dissipate out through your magnetic field, out into the ethers, where it's joining the forces of light, transmuted into an energy that is utilized for the forces of light in this universe. Beautiful release now all along the right side of your body. Immediately there is a light reciprocated back into your body. All along now, it's like a hose of light moving from your face, down your right shoulder, down your right arm, down your right chest, down the lower right ribcage, moving in there, the light into the lower right ribcage, flowing up underneath the sternum, back up into the heart chamber. Expansion on the right side there, expansion out to the electromagnetic field. It's still a little bit erratic. There is still things that are holding on, but much, much better, a lot lighter, beautiful. It's like a fresh breath of air is able to enter now into your heart chakra, going into the right heart chakra, starting to attempt to cross over to the left very carefully, bringing its feelers over to the left, touching there. Moving back to the right, almost like it's shy. It's interesting, this energy. It's not shy, but it feels like that, or it shows itself like that. And pulling with it a little bit of energy from the left to the right. A little bit, just very, very tiny, as if it knows it can't do too much to begin with, because it would be too much. So it starts with a little bit. And that little bit is immediately causing like a sore spot around the heart chakra, to like a sore wound to show itself. And it's not inside, it's outside the heart chakra, it's outside the physical body. It's outside the electromagnetic field. I mean, it's in the electromagnetic field, but it's outside the physicality in the electromagnetic field. And now more and more energy is coming over from the left. And guess what? On the left side, on your left side, there is a light being. There's a light being, a feminine force. And that light being is pushing itself softly into your left side. Not pushing. Allowing itself to float through your left shoulder, through your left throat, through the left side of your face, and especially through the heart chakra. And there's a stream that is flowing through the heart chakra to the right side. Unifying the two sides of the heart. That stream is flowing up on the right side through the throat, up into the face, very careful at first. Still resistance coming out of the right eye. Oof, I'm getting this nausea again. There's still a pocket that is sitting in there. Still a pocket that is sitting in there that is resisting. And it's interesting, it's on the inside of the right eye, on the inside, like kind of like where the bridge of the nose is, but still on the right side. There's like this pocket sitting. So funny. It's like a pocket that basically what it says is it's like mind control, right? Of course, third eye. That's the chakra where you project mind control, where you project your desires, where you manifest things. It would also be the chakra where, you know, there is a lot in the play of manipulation, a lot in the game of manipulation. So there is this pocket that is sitting there on the right side, right on the nasion, right on the bridge of the nose, on the right side, like on the right side, but on the left of the right eye, on the bridge of the nose. And this is being illuminated right now. It's interesting, there's like a wow, this is interesting. I can see now how this is really amazing, actually, you know, how there is like a force field that has a connection to that thing there on the third eye, to that energy, like dense vibrational energy vortex there on the right side, and it's going out into the further away electromagnetic field, like very much outside of you, but it's still inside the sphere of your influence. And there's this yellow field that is also connecting down to the belly button and also connecting to the right side of the heart. And this is interesting because this is not a fun force, I can tell you that. And it's funny because I'm shown this right now very, very clearly how this is looking there. And this is definitely a force that just does not want to give up control here. And now what's happening is, at the same time, there is this beautiful, soft, feminine vibrational energy that is pushing from the left side into your heart chakra, blue, green, yellow energy. And as it is coming in with a strictness and a force. It has this very much feminine softness, kindness, care, this motherly kind of like womb energy, loving energy, but at the same time, it's again coming in like this. It's the energy that knows its own power of creation. It knows itself. It knows its power in the universe. It knows it's at the source of everything. And as it is coming in, it is now permeating through your entire body, like boom, in the last 5 seconds, it just came through your heart and it just boom, like permeated through and lifted, and it is literally disconnecting this yellow thing on your body like it's nothing, like it's absolutely nothing. It's like boom, that's it. It takes care of it. Your eye is releasing like crazy right now. As this energy, the Adi Shakti, the sisterhood of the rose, the highest force of primal goddess energy, the beautiful feminine force of creation in its absolute raw and uninhibited strength is pouring down from your right chest into, like, it almost feels like the abyss of the remnants of that dense vibrational energy of the past, like the centuries of control and power. It's pouring down on it and it's swallowing up, almost like the Red Sea is like swapping over the Egyptians. That's what it feels like. Sorry for the religious, this is not religious in any way, but basically that's what I need to say. It just came to mind as this like architect, this metaphor, right? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. So just in case if you're not into the Old Testament, but into anything else, this is just as valid for you. Okay. This is beyond the boundaries. This is purely spiritual. This is purely, this is for every person in the world. This is purely about the light of the divine inside of us. This is what this is about. Okay. And this energy is pouring down into your lower abdomen, into your navel point, into the lower chakras. It's pouring down there, your auric field, massively expanded at this point. Really, really beautiful, massively expanded. And now it's getting somewhat calm as this energy is starting to permeate every cell of you. Move through the last resistance, the last bastion of the stronghold that is somewhere right now in your lower chakra, in your first chakra. Of course, it's sheer fear. First chakra is a lot of our primal fight and flight and freeze reactivity. Reactions that are stored down in the first chakra. And of course, this is all at the base of this. It's all at the bottom of this entire behavior has always been fear of not having enough, of drawing the shorter straw, of being put under, hurt, killed, eradicated in our bloodlines, bullied, overrun. But see, Adi Shakti doesn't know any of this. The primal feminine force doesn't know any of this. She just floods over this with her burning, relentless strength and love. She comes over this universe like magnificent. And there is no halting her. There is no holding her back. There is no such thing. And if you feel that energy, you know it. You know it. She is coming and she is here. She's always been here. There is no life without her. And she knows, and she is here. And she is the bringer of a new age. And she is the bringer of new paradigms. And she is the bringer of the freedom of our encaged mind patterns, realities, belief systems. Defragmentations. And she's here to unify. And she's here for peace. And now feel, because now her energy has permeated through all of you, is flowing through you. And as she is flowing through you, she is flowing into the earth. Down your body, through your feet, down into the earth, giving Gaia the energetic nutrients, the nourishment she needs to raise her vibration into a new paradigm, into a new reality, into a new age of freedom, of peace, of love, of brotherhood and sisterhood, of kindness, of equality, of life, blissful and joyful beyond measure. Yes, she is here. Yes, she is here. And with that, my dear friend, our session for today is complete. Enjoy the energy of the primal feminine force. Call it whenever you need it. She is with you now. You're fully initiated to its force, to her force. And you can use it whenever you need, whenever you want, any time of day or night. In love.
Do you want some feedback?
Yes, please.
Well, when you started talking about the pyramid and the energy in the right eye, I could feel it. My right eye was feeling pressure, somewhat pain. My left eye, nothing. It just felt normal. And when you took the energy down into the first and second chakras...
I didn't take the energy down. The energy took me down.
Okay. Well, there was a change. I could clearly feel a change. And I felt like there was a swirling pattern of energy circulating. And then I felt a lightness. It's hard to describe at what point I was feeling these things, but I could feel all of these different things going on. And the energy from the left side coming in, I could clearly feel that. That was marvelous. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful session. I enjoyed it too.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I really feel that this is powerful. And this energy is powerful. And I feel that it's going to make a difference. And as we develop the Sisterhood of the Rose program, I would invite you, Florian, to be part of this. And we will see how we'll take it.
Sure, be happy to.
I hope everyone out there could come out of this just feeling wonderful like I feel right now.
That's something else I need to say. You can do this as often as you want. See, if you start connecting to this Adishakti energy, everything that's not Adishakti first needs to get cleansed out, like what happened, right? So if you feel like you're connecting to, after the session, you're connecting to the Adishakti, you know, for sure. And, but then, you know, as the day goes on or the weeks go on or whatever, you might notice that there are other, you know, dense aspects inside of you that are coming to the surface, because we are layered with those dense shells, like an onion with many, many shells, right? So if you feel like you want to call in this primal feminine force and somehow you're not able to let it permeate through you, just do it again. Just listen to it again. You know, it will prime you again. It will prime you again. It will prime you again. And if you do it a few times, you'll see that that energy, that primal feminine force, will start to integrate into you permanently. Okay? So that's right. Just something I needed to say, yes, in the end. I think it's important. Okay.
Very, very good.
Okay. Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Florian Bosky, I appreciate you.
Now you even said my name right. Beautiful.
Did I say it wrong before?
The first time.
Oh, my God.
No worries.
I'm sorry. Well, thank you so much. And we will be in touch, and we will have a great Sisterhood of the Rose. Bring back the feminine energy. We're going to get this job done.
Much love. Thank you. Thank you.
For those of you that are interested in participating in the Sisterhood of the Rose group, you will find a sign-up form under Sisterhood of the Rose on prepareforchange.net. Just click on the member assistance form. In the near future, we will be starting an ongoing meditation group for these special members. Florian has agreed that he will participate with us by leading meditations to anchor the light around the world and sharing his insights. We may possibly have a periodic conference call over the phone line or Skype, and or have new meditations recorded on the prepareforchange.net website that can be used for individual or group meditations, or you can always use your own spontaneous meditation. The goal is that we use whatever means necessary to bring as much light and love as possible to our planet. The more we do this, the closer to the event we will be.